How good are they? Beatles, songs you can sing along to. 1026 4MK, Rob Kidd for breakfast, and we're streaming on iHeartRadio. Sounds incredible. 7:37. Couple of little showers around today. A little bit of cloud. 21's our top. We've got 13 degrees down at West Mackay. Time for 4MK's police beats with the Mackay Police Sergeant, Steve Smith. Hello.
Morning, Rob.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Kids are going back to school yesterday.
Oh, there'll be some relieved parents somewhere, won't they, after the weather?
Yes, and the roads are kind of busy. We want to find out what the go is with one of the things that everyone is not that happy about, and it's speeding.
Exactly right. Specifically speeding around our school zones, which is really important now that we are back in that zone, aren't we, really?
Yes, we are.
We're dropping kids off every morning. Now, I've actually bought in a little device that our traffic police use exclusively when they are in these areas. So if you see a police officer working on speed enforcement, they're standing on the side of the road.
Yep.
Oftentimes you won't see them to the last minute. They are using this device, and this is the new version. Now, I'm going to hand it to you. You can hold it in one hand. It's a handheld LiDAR device, it's referred to.
Right.
So whether you're right-handed or left-handed, it really doesn't matter. Mm. Now, if you hold that up to your eye right there, looking through that viewing device, you explain to your listeners, first of all, explain what the device looks like. What does it look like?
It's just a big black box. It's like a gun, I suppose, but it's got a big black box on the top of it.
Yeah, it's got a handle. You can hold it in one hand. You don't need two.
No.
Now, there's a viewing device on the top. Tell me what happens when you look through that device. What do you see?
I'm seeing four little yellow dots or lines over the top, and then there's one little dot underneath. And I'm presuming that's what you're pointing at to get a target?
That is exactly. That's what makes these so different from what we used to use when I first joined the job.
Yeah.
So when I first joined the job, when you pulled the trigger on your handheld speeding device, the further the beam travelled, the wider it went, and you relied on reflective services on vehicles to get a reading.
Yeah.
Now you use this viewing device with that little pinpoint dot that you just referred to. Mm. You can use that to target a motorcycle out of a group of, you know, 10 or 15 cars. It is vehicle specific. The beam, when you pull the trigger on, that's the trigger here. I'll refer it back to you. There's no harm in you using it as long as you don't put it at my eyes.
Oh, yeah, a little. No.
Now, that will travel for and be effective for at least a kilometre.
Oh, my God.
So by the time you see that police officer who's standing next to a pedestrian crossing at a school, the first time you see them, you're normally, you know, a matter of tens of metres away from him.
Yep.
That's too late. You know, they've already triggered your speed from some distance earlier. There's no point braking at that time.
Yeah.
They're effective in any form of weather. They're very, very accurate. And this is the latest version. This is the newest version that we have at our disposal.
I know we were down at Mercy College the other week with the police officers, and they were showing me the actual implements. And if you know where Mercy is, if you're supposed to pointing that gun down towards the airport, you could be picking up someone down near the basketball.
You could. That's exactly right.
If
you're pretty random.
That distance is incredible. That's wild.
Yeah, it is. It's really effective, really good, useful on highways, very useful around the schools.
Yep.
The most common speed that we're picking up around school zones are between 10 and 15 kilometres over the limit. So that's, 50 k's an hour to 65 k's an hour in a 40 kilometre an hour zone, which is...
Why?
Not good.
Why are we speeding?
Rushing. People are just in a rush. Sometimes they're too late, getting where they want to go. They've left things. They haven't planned their morning. At least that's the feedback we're getting from motorists, because we'll always ask.
Mm.
You would have heard it yourself when you were out doing that work recently that you did with our traffic unit, which was fantastic. I love that video clip. I really enjoyed watching that.
It's on our Facebook page.
But it's one of the most consistent questions. They'll always say, why did you do, insert whatever it is that the officer could say, caught you for speeding, why were you speeding?
Yeah.
And that's people have not planned their morning. They're delayed, they're rushed. But this is not one of those zones that you want to be speeding in, because what's the worst outcome? in that situation is a child being hit. That's why we're there. There's no other reason.
No other reason at all. I mentioned before about the recruitment drive which is going on with police force around Australia. Is it one of those things? Would you recommend your career working for the Queensland Police Force to your children?
Absolutely would. It's a long-term career. Mm. I can still remember the very first day that I walked into the police academy in Oxley. It was... I hate saying it out loud, 31 years ago now. So straight out of high school, about less than 2 weeks later, I was walking into the police academy as a cadet.
Wow.
We were in the last lot of cadets. So I'm so pleased to see that they're now targeting younger people again in that age bracket, because I think that people at that age bracket still have something to offer and something to contribute. So it's pleasing to see.
And that's the thing, a police officer, being a police officer is not all about the negative. You want to be helping people. And we mentioned before about being safer on the roads, especially around our school zones. Heading off to work this morning, give someone listening right now one piece of advice.
Oh, as a driver?
Yeah.
Drive in a way that shows respect to the families of those who have lost someone this year. And I think if you do that, if you can do that, you'll cover any aspect of road safety. You talk about road safety. Road safety is a term that's overused. In my opinion, we're numb to it, but I don't think we're numb to that concept. So if you drive in a way that shows respect to the families who have lost someone on our roads this year, that's different. I think people relate to that.
That's fantastic. You've got me thinking, mate. Thank you, Steve.
No worries at all. Great to come in here and see you, Rob.
Any questions you've got for the Mackay Police, let me know anytime. 1300 872 911. You can ask the questions on Facebook if you like. We want to get the info for you and keep us all stay safe on the roads. Tears for Fears. 1026 4MK.